Each week, Valerie Brown Kucherov brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
I didn't become a mother until I was into my 30s. One might think I'd be wiser for having a few extra years on me before tackling the awesome responsibility of parenthood. However, when it came to establishing meaningful yet reasonable holiday traditions, this did not prove the case. When my oldest daughter was a small child, I decided it would be a fabulous idea to distribute small gifts each day of December. I had received a lovely wooden advent calendar as a gift the Christmas before, and I was eager to fill the little drawers with treasures. With only one child, I had not yet learned how little treasures turn rather quickly into piles of junk that end up in the landfill. Nevertheless, my youthful ignorance was bliss, and I carefully shopped for trinkets. I ran into a problem early on because the drawers on the advent calendar were so small they would only hold perhaps a piece of candy. Little did I know that the manufacturers of said drawers had gamely tried to save me from myself. They had made a calculated decision to make the drawers so tiny that overenthusiastic first-time parents wouldn't get carried away. Nevertheless, I did. I did get carried away. When an item wouldn't fit in the drawer, I tied one end of a string to the gift and the other to the knob on the drawer. I sent my firstborn on hunts around the house for bubble bath, yo-yos, silly putty, reindeer antlers, Christmas socks, full-sized candy bars, books, tops, stuffed toys, and other baubles. I even set out Christmas pajamas one day. Pinterest-worthy parenting, I tell you. Then along came my son, Dashiell. I was determined to keep the Advent gravy train on the tracks. I was eager to include him in the Advent calendar tradition, and I bought matchbook cars, miniature Lego sets, bouncy balls, nutcrackers, playing cards, Rubik's cubes, trains, and model kits. A few years into this extravagance, I started to feel a bit of, shall we say, discomfort. One morning, each child got a candy cane, and one said, "Yesterday we got a toy, and today all we got was this dumb candy cane." I realized at that moment that my attempts to set the mood for Christmas had indeed prepared my children for Advent, the advent of uncontrolled avarice. My children were apparently rolling around in a steaming pile of materialism, the likes of which the world hadn't seen since Ebenezer Scrooge denied Bob Cratchit a Christmas bonus. About that time, a new Christmas phenomenon came out, Elf on a Shelf. All a parent had to do was position the elf in a creative way every morning. Kids would delight in discovering what that silly little guy was up to. My friends on social media posted pictures of their elves having drinks with Barbie, using a shoe as a sleeping bag, playing tic-tac-toe with stuffed animals, and being swarmed by Lego minifigures. I thought about using the elf on a shelf as an out. But the more photos I saw of that strange pixie, the more creeped out I got. His eyes seemed possessed. Not only that, but I didn't want to come up with some asinine place to hide the dumb thing every day for 25 days. Instead, one Christmas, I forgot to get our advent calendar out. December arrived, and I simply went about my daily business, pretending that our family had never gotten sucked into those tiny drawers. About mid-December, one of my kids asked why we hadn't done the advent calendar that year. "Oh, shoot," I exclaimed. "I wasn't able to find it." And that was that. That thing never did show up, even 10 years later when my late-in-life baby Clementine came along. My older kids think I'm a mean old mom to Clem, but she's none the wiser. I just have to make sure she doesn't hear this broadcast.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at the same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kucherov, with production assistance by Ron Rolfe, Angie Hafley, and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.